We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Marks and Reese. On a Thursday, we were worried the Phillies game wasn't going to get in tonight because of the weather, and we were worried about a doubleheader tomorrow because we certainly want to be on the air on a football Friday. Well, if Michael Irvin tomorrow at 3 o'clock, the playmaker.
How about them Cowboys?
Yeah. Yep. So we will we'll chat with him about the game on Monday night. We'll get to the top five at five in just 1 second. Today, the 76ers, we were actually wondering because, I mean, the season starts – you know, like in a couple of weeks or whatever. Training camp starts next week. But to replace Mark Zumoff, what were they going to do? Mark Zumoff, of course, a couple of months ago now retired. And they have hired Kate Scott, who becomes the second. The Bucks just hired a female play-by-play broadcaster just a month or two ago. Kate Scott becomes the new Philadelphia 76ers TV play-by-play voice. She comes via the Bay Area. She was actually in radio recently with our sister station, our Odyssey station out in San Francisco, 95.7 The Game. She worked on their co-host of the morning show. So Kate is a very accomplished broadcaster, including doing she was over in the Olympics doing some of the basketball games over there. She's pretty much done it all. She does the radio voice of the kind of like the college football game of the week with Mike Golic currently. So looking forward to welcoming a new play-by-play voice into our city, Ike.
Yeah, it's exciting. Exciting. You know, get one of the few women who have been placed in this position, and it's a chance to, you know, jump out there in the front of this thing, and because it's going to get more and more of this as time goes on, is that these are really genderless jobs, and the idea that a woman can't or doesn't have the ability to do play-by-play and be knowledgeable and excite the fans. That stuff's gone out the window. So I'm just happy one of our franchises in town have decided to take that leap. And, you know, we're all here supporting and hoping she does a great job and hoping she's here for a long time.
Yep, agreed. My old boss that now works out in San Francisco that was her boss at the game, I texted him and he raves about her personally and says she's going to be awesome and she'll – totally embrace the city and everything else. So,
by the way, I mean, let's face it, one of my crushes is DB Doris Burke. You know, I know you guys aren't really big Doris Burke fans.
Sure,
a lot of people, I feel like I'm on an island sometimes with Doris Burke.
I think she's great.
Yeah, I'm a big DB fan. Me and Drake.
Oh yeah, that's right. Drake does.
That's right.
Drake does. I think she does a great job.
Yes.
Yeah. So there you go. Congratulations to Kate, and we have our new voice of the 76ers, mm-hmm. which is pretty.
Zumoff
cool.
has done it since '95.
Yeah, since I've been here, I haven't known anybody else.
Yeah.
to do it with Zumoff. So yeah, I've got here in '98. Allah back.
Yep.
Oh, well, Allah is back. Okay.
Yep. With
so
Kate.
Get Allah tweets. We still got it.
Oh yeah.
How's Allah gonna do with? Does he go partner with Kate?
Oh, I gotta tell you, partner. Hopefully not. little the cheese, little too cheesy.
Yeah, a little bit.
Little bit too cheesy without. I like. Listen, I like.
Hold on, does Kate have sayings?
I don't know.
Locking all windows and doors.
Yes, garbage.
Or some of the garbage into gold.
But I hope not. I hope not.
No, she'll have her own.
Bang!
Do not do that one. That's Mike Green.
Mike Green. And Joe DeCamera.
Steve Fredericks, that used to be his when he did the game.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, he did the bang.
Oh, okay.
Bang.
Yeah. But Mike has made it famous.
Yeah, certainly on a national level. Yeah, yes. No, he's good. I like Mike Green a lot. So mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean it'll be it'll be cool to get a new voice there. And I mean, because when I'm thinking 76ers basketball, Ala Abdelnaby is one of the first names that come to my mind that really get pumped up for the Sixers. So, you know.
Shout out Ala.
I'm sorry, I couldn't resist. But he does a good job. It's a good broadcast. Tom McGinnis remains the radio voice. So,
yeah. McGinnis?
Yep.
How many T-Macs we got in this town?
Couple. But more than a couple, right?
We got a lot of Jalen's. We got a lot of T-Macs.
A lot of Jalen's in this
and
town.
And here
man.
We got a lot of Joes.
When did Jalen...
A lot of Johns.
Did Jalen Rose make Jalen popular? They did actually a story on that on ESPN.
Is that right?
That a lot of these moms... Yeah, they named their kid Jalen, and that's the Jalen it came from, Jalen Rose. What other popular Jalen was there?
I can't name one. And now there's a ton.
They're everywhere.
It's a good point. It's kind of like in like.
And they only accept you if you spell it J-A-L-E-N.
E-N, yes.
Yes, E-N.
Yes. It's not the, well, how else would it be?
Somebody
would
try to spell it with a Y.
With a Y, nah, yes. I can't do that. That's kind of like this area with Doug, how all the people started naming their kid Doug after Doug Peterson.
What? Hmm? I don't remember
no.
that.
Oh, that's right. Nobody does that.
I will have something on my face for sure.
Let's move on, man.
Let's get to tomorrow. Yes. Let's get to top 5 and 5.
Well, Cowboys Week certainly does bring out the lies that we tell ourselves as Philly sports fans.
Uh-oh.
So lies? Here are the 5 lies that we tell ourselves as Philly sports fans. You ready?
Yes.
Number 5 is next year's our year. It's probably not. I got to be honest. Like most of the time, I've seen 2 championships. Most people have seen 2 championships since 1983, right. Unless you count the Calder Cup championship in 04
the Souls.
Yeah.
We don't.
Next year's probably not our year. I got to be honest.
Yeah, probably not. Yeah, next year is probably not our year.
We got them next year.
But we weren't saying that after 16.
After 16, we were saying, I hope they're good.
Right.
It wasn't like next year's our year. So
It was. It turned out to be
our
year.
Yeah, exactly right, because we didn't have these huge expectations of next year's the year we win a championship.
What team do we use that we got them next year?
Probably. I mean,
the most. Sixers?
The Phillies in 06, 07.
Yeah.
And then they actually happened in 08.
Well, the Phillies now. We use like right now. Who do we use the most? Because like
it's the Eagles,
is right? it?
Or is, or you mean oh the Sixers?
Like the Sixers.
It's been for 3 straight years.
Like
with the Sixers.
Yeah, we're gonna get them next year. Yeah, yes. Joe Ben's gonna shoot free throws and shoot.
Well, good thing the head coach the head coach came out this week and said this was not a step back. What happened this year? Because no one expected them to be in the Eastern Conference Finals.
Oh, right. Yeah. I mean,
sure.
Who expected them to beat the Hawks on their home court in Game 7?
Celebrate him. Celebrate all the stuff he does well.
I mean, are talking about...
Yeah, Doc is.
Talking about not knowing what you're getting with Doc Rivers.
Man.
I mean, geez.
Well, what about Girardi?
Yeah, but like, listen, I'm not going to disagree that Joe Girardi, it's been disappointing. But this team, I mean, this team's not good. Yeah. It's not good enough. It's just not good enough. Other than Bryce Harper, what do you have on this team that's any good?
And
Bryce Harper and Wheeler.
Night.
Yeah. Oh, big win last night. Big win. All right, number 4, Jack.
Number 4 is, if our stars can't handle us, I don't want them. You want stars. I'm sorry. Like, I know this whole, like, if they can't handle us, they should be run out of town. No! We want stars. We want to win championships. I don't want to, decade long without titles here. Enough with the stars can't handle us. Then they get out.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more on this one. My only issue is, then what do we do? Because the fans aren't going to change.
I know. And honestly, Ben's the one where I was like, all right, I agree.
Right, right. But he's a phony star.
Yeah, that's true.
He is like Ben Simmons. You know what Ben Simmons is? Ben Simmons is one of those stars made by either a movie studio or a record company.
Yeah.
No real talent, right? I mean, a little bit of talent, but not anything near the superstar that the studio would put behind an actor or actress or a record company would put behind artist.
You get somebody that that may have
looks the part. He looks the part.
Probably has the parents are involved in the business or something. They write the song for him.
Yes.
They auto-tune everything.
Yes.
All they're doing is there, and then they become a big star. That's Ben Simmons. You're saying, dude, it's the best. That's awesome.
Oh, thank you.
It really is.
Because quite frankly, this is a clutch-made star. They got him in the All-Star game. They decided we're going to sit out a year when he broke his foot, not play the rest of that year. We want him to be rookie of the year.
Yep.
So he can have this on his resume. So his resume looks good. They built him up. But we know there's nothing really there. There's no real substance there.
Zero. All right, Jack.
Number three is we're a 4-for-4 town.
Clearly we're not.
We're a 3-for-4 town, except when the Flyers are off.
We have never been, and I've never been a 4-for-4. Like, I don't do that. I don't use that.
No?
No, I don't. And I know there's a lot of Flyers fans in this town, and a lot understand.
I'm 4-for-4.
Are you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You sure? You locked it on media day yesterday?
I hope the Flyers win. I wish them well, but until they're good enough for me to jump on the bandwagon, I don't know enough about hockey.
Now, 4-for-4, does that mean you have to be a diehard for all four?
Yes.
How come I just can't root for all four?
Yeah,
that makes me a 4-for-4 guy.
Like, if you have a hockey team, you're going to say it's the Flyers.
It's the Flyers, yes.
Right, I would too.
The only players I can name are the Flyer players and...
How many Flyers players?
Not many.
We tried this already.
Yeah, not many. Let's not make us look even worse than...
Yeah.
Number two. All right, my number two lies that we tell ourselves as Philly sports fan is the I don't care if the Eagles win two games as long as they beat Dallas. Dude, if the Eagles go 2-14, you are not happy.
2-15.
2-15. You're not happy if they just beat the Cowboys twice. I'm sorry. Flat out lie.
Matter of fact, if they win only two games, we're all going to be strangling each other around town. Everybody.
Like, there's no way. And the people
we couldn't survive two wins in a season.
They call. There's been three of them today. As long as they win the two games. No, that's not true.
And by the way, that would be winning Monday and then not winning again until the last game of the season.
I would not sign off on that. I'd rather lose both of those games and be competitive in the rest of the games.
Yes.
I think our first caller, on top of cursing three times, also said that.
Abby.
Yes. Abby from South Philly.
By the way, Abby. Yeah, start calling a little more.
Call more, just don't curse.
Yes.
And we'll take your calls.
Yes.
And the number one lie that we tell ourselves as Philly sports fans is no one likes us, we don't care. We care. Like, I think we care more than any other city. Oh, the national media hates us. Oh, Joe Buck hates us.
Yeah.
Joe Buck doesn't hate you. It's okay that you take things personally. We like to be liked, but we're not. And that's fine. No one likes us, we don't care, is not a true statement. I'm sorry.
That's the number one lie.
No one likes us. No one likes us.
No one likes us. We don't care. We're from Philly. Philly. No one likes us. We don't care.
Totally disagree.
Let me tell you, dude, that was a great time, man.
It really was.
That was a great time, man.
Short-lived, but great. It was great.
Everyone was happy.
Oh, my goodness. Man, we all we got, we all we need.
Oh, man, that was a great
What happened to that? I mean, seriously, next there's leaks all over the place, you know? I mean, seriously. There was a different inside source every week.
I never seen a championship bring a team down so fast.
Only in Philadelphia.
You're right. Coach gone, both quarterbacks gone.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah. Wow.
Short-lived.
Running back's gone. Wide receiver's gone. Tight end on his way out the door.
Yeah, it won't be long.
Oh, tight end wanted his way out the door. Still here.
Until they get rid of the second-round pick and keep him.
All right.
I mean, Richard Rodgers is on the practice squad.
Yes, he's back.
I think, Sirianni talked about it today with Zach. I mean, they're hoping, but it doesn't seem like that. Because he's on the COVID list because he had the positive test. It doesn't seem like... Yeah, I guess it's possible, but it's not likely. Jack, did you hear
that? What do you mean, that he's not going to play?
Well, he's on the COVID list, Zach Ertz.
Yeah, but he's due to come off Sunday, right? As long as he gets two negatives.
But he would need to get two negative tests. So I don't.
I mean, he doesn't. Okay.
I don't think he has one yet.
Oh, God.
But you're right. He could be Saturday, right. Sunday, and then play on Monday, but they need for that to happen. So.
Yes. Okay.
Dick Rogers just waiting in the wings.
Oh, I bet.
Can we play one? Actually, we'll play that coming up because Nick Sirianni was pounded on the podium. And yes,
he said I'm doubling down.
He did. We'll play that coming up. We will. Before we get back to the phones here, let me tell you briefly. Have you dreamed of Eagle season tickets? Well, now is your chance. It's WIP's Game Day 2022 season ticket giveaway presented by Miller Lite. Visit participating bars this season to find out how to register, including Old City Beer Garden, 2nd and Market. Enjoy the game Sunday and the Eagles Monday night at Old City Beer Garden with buckets of 16-ounce Miller Lite cans and $8 wings. the WIP Game Day 2022 season ticket giveaway presented by Miller Lite. For info, go to 94WIP.com/contest. It's Miller time, Philly. Celebrate responsibly. To the phones with our buddy Al in North Carolina. What's up, Al?
All right, Don. How are you guys today?
My man.
What up, Al?
How are you?
All right. Let me take a shot at the I'll get to these Cowboy callers you had. But let me tell you, this is most definitely the best. The rivalry still means something. But just the fact that this is the only weeks, the 2 weeks in the Eagles schedule that has a title. Nobody was saying this is Falcons week. Nobody's saying this is 49ers week. The only time you hear that statement is Dallas week.
Or Washington football week, right? We don't talk about that.
We don't say none of that. Mm-hmm. Now, these guys, first of all, the last Dallas guy you had on here, Mike, nobody knows how dumb or smart you are till you open your mouth and start talking, okay? That's a true statement. And I'm surprised you guys didn't pick up on this when he made that dumbass statement. You guys are just mad because you don't have – people all over the place. Well, if you've been listening, you probably just started listening this week because you didn't hear the caller from New Zealand.
Right.
You didn't hear the caller from Wales. Mm-hmm. You didn't hear the callers from Canada. You didn't hear the callers from California or Seattle, Washington. If that ain't all over the place, I don't know what is. Okay.
Tell them out.
I agree. Yep.
Then the other guy that took a shot at Justin, okay? And then you say, well, he's not the only one, so I guess I'm in that category of he's not the only one. Well, guess what? I got out the military at Fort Dix in 88. I lived in South Jersey for 36 years. People move, dude. They don't stay in one spot. Okay?
Good point.
People move around the country. I've lived in 13 different states and about 9 different countries in my lifetime. Okay? My father was in the military and I was in the military. So people move. So that means nothing. That's another dumbass statement. But that's all I wanted to say.
All right,
that's
Al.
That's all I wanted to say.
You're on a roll now.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I like that, Al.
My man. Sledgehammer, Mark in Collegeville. What's up, Sledge?
What's up, Johnny Marks? How you doing?
What's up, brother? How are you?
Not much. What's up, Mike?
Sledgehammer, what's happening, man?
Not much. I hear you're throwing some cowgirl fans into a steel cage. You got to call in the ringer. Sledgehammer's a pro wrestler.
Uh-oh.
I got this one in the bag.
Uh-oh.
So you want to take on a cowboy. We need to find cowboy fans to take you on, though, Sledge. Doesn't seem like many are interested.
I'll take them all on.
All right. Wait, but I mean, do you have real hatred for Cowboy fans?
Dude, I grew up learning to mention the words Dallas sucks since I was like walking around in diapers.
That was one of your first words?
Probably. I wouldn't doubt it. But yeah, Dallas sucks. They always have sucked. They always will suck. They're never going to stop sucking. Why? Because they're the self-proclaimed America's team. No, America's team is Philadelphia. It's where America was born. The Eagles are America's team. So take that, Dallas, and stick it.
Uh-oh. All right. Listen, Jack will be the one that decides who gets in the steel cage match.
Yeah, we'll be in contact.
All right. Guided Door and Windows big sales event's been extended through the end of September. 40% off all windows and doors. 877-GO-GUIDA or visit GOGUIDA.com. Let's go to Matthew in Virginia. Listening on the Odyssey app. Matthew, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. I'm doing good. How are y'all doing?
What's up, man?
What's up, Matthew?
Nothing much. So I grew up around this rivalry. My dad's from Wilmington, Delaware. Diehard Eagles fan. My mom's a Cowboys fan. She's from Oklahoma. Yeah, But God bless my father. I came out of the womb wearing an Eagles beanie. All right. And my sister, she went down the dark path. She's a Cowboys fan, but it gets heated in our household. But let me tell you something. There's nobody I hate more than the Cowboys. I'm a mama's boy. I always agree with my mother, except on Sundays. I just can't stand the Cowboys. I don't like them. Yeah, they're just fair weather fans, man. Because like me and my dad, we pay attention to the Eagles. You know, we live, eat, breathe, sleep Eagles. I asked my sister the other night. I go, "Who'd y'all pick in the first round?" She goes, "Oh, well, it don't matter. I don't know yet." What do you mean? I don't know. It just irritates me. Like, and then, like, me and my sister get into it, but one of my best friends, he's a Cowboys fan too, and God bless his heart, really nice guy. He's like, "Oh, you know, y'all beat us. That was a good game." I was like, "No, man. No, we're supposed to get into it." And
They don't win enough to get into it anymore, Matt. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean, but I mean, I don't know. I just can't stand them. They just make my blood boil. Oh,
You got it, man.
I'm pumped up. Hey, go Birds. Dallas sucks.
All right, you get him. Love there it. He is. Jack's favorite term, Dallas sucks. There you go. Yeah.
I see you didn't make that one of your top five things.
No.
Well, it's not a lie. I mean, a lot of the city, you know, does true. Not like Dallas.
That's okay. True. Yeah, can we hear from Nick Sirianni? What was he talking about here, Jack? He was talking about the rivalry. I think he was talking about how, like, coming off of a loss. And anyway, this is where he's slapping his hand and
he's talking about, like, the amount of time he's beat himself up about the play call.
All right, here it is.
The amount of time I beat myself up on calls, and I mean, I drug myself through the mud pretty good this week. And for, you know, hey, I should have. I mean, there's plays that didn't work. But what I said to myself coming off of that, like, because at some point you got to switch. You got to switch your mode and be like, no, I'm here because I'm a good coach and I'm ready to go and I'm going to get our guys in the best position to beat Dallas I could possibly go. And he said, I'm doubling down.
Yeah.
He's intense.
Yeah, yeah. It's Thursday.
He's got to pace himself, too.
Well, and quite frankly, he shouldn't be still talking about Sunday's game.
I agree.
He should have already moved on from that. Like, it's clear that he hasn't. That's not a good sign.
Where's the dog mentality?
Well, it's not a good sign that you're still referring back to play calls that bothered you.
Like, yeah, I mean, we've moved on from it. Yeah. Move on from it.
Well, I mean, he's a head coach. He should have moved on from it Tuesday.
Yeah.
But that goes to the lack of experience of being in that position, is that he's still learning how to move on from stuff. Like, you can't, as a head coach, still be thinking about what happened Sunday. You can't do anything about that.
Yeah.
So to even answer questions on that or anything of that nature, like, you just – like, if you really want your players to move on from last Sunday, you have to move on from it.
Yep. Set the tone.
Yes.
Yeah.
Don't even answer questions. It's Thursday.
Like you said, it's Thursday. Yep. No, no doubt about it. I mean, so the dog mentality is that you move on or that you remember.
Well, that's the thing.
I'm not sure what it is.
I'm not real sure what his definition of dog
mentality
is.
Does he know what the dog mentality is?
It's supposed to be that you forget. Not forget, but you move on.
Move on, yes.
It's like flush it.
You remember, but you remember. You move on, but you remember, or you just move on?
Here's the thing. It's not as if he's never called a play that didn't work. So this shouldn't affect him that much.
No.
Like, this idea that, I called a play that didn't work. It's the NFL.
Yeah, it wasn't that bad.
Yeah, exactly.
We've had much worse as far as.
Yeah, I mean, my goodness.
But worse is if he overcorrects off this. Like, at least stick to your guns. If you thought that was the right play call, then.
No, but, like, also, but it is good that he, I think. For real, he realizes, like, yeah, you know, like I got away from what I said was it's players, not plays, right? Like, at least it feels like that he knows that. I don't know. All right.
Well, you hope he knows all these things. Like, I mean, it's one thing to say it because you think that's what people want to hear. It's another thing to actually put the stuff into practice.
Yeah, agreed. All right, Jack, clear the lines. It's Thursday. On Thursdays, we play In the Envelope. Today, we got to put a cowboy in the envelope.
I like pain.
Your chance to win Phil's tickets on Sunday, a four-pack. Get in now at 215-592-9494. Marks and Reese in the envelope, 215-592-9494. You will ask a yes or no question. We will answer, and then you guess who the cowboy in the envelope is. The first person to get it correct on the air wins. That's coming up next. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.